This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado is launching a $32 million education fund for schools hit hardest by the pandemic. Governor Polis says the RISE Education Fund will support innovative programs and help close the achievement gap between white students and students of color.
They can get grants to really fund transformative changes in what they do, meaning it could be a dual enrollment program where, along with a high school degree, you get an associate's degree in trade that gives you the ability to earn a living. It could be early literacy programs in an elementary school.
The money comes from the Federal CARES Act. Schools and districts can get grants of up to $4 million. The deadline for the first round of applications is next month. RTD could soon be a much smaller transit agency serving the Denver area. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The coronavirus pummeled RTD's ridership and its budget, so the agency is now proposing it cut between a quarter and a third of its entire workforce. That's more than 800 positions, including bus drivers, mechanics, administrative support staff, and more. The reductions would make it impossible for RTD to return to pre-pandemic service levels anytime soon. The agency's board of directors will take up the proposed cuts as part of RTD's budgeting process this fall. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
37 and overcast in Denver. It is 52 and overcast in Grand Junction, 52 partly cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.